let's save Oklahoma State for last. Let's skip them in the alphabet here. Let's go over to A&M. King, I think. What do you think about A&M?
Man, I think they'll be pretty good, but they, you know, every year they think they're really good, they always end up dropping like three games.
Right.
And I think, you know, they act like losing Von Miller doesn't even matter down there. And it's like he was good for 7 sacks and 17 cramps per game.
You're losing 17 cramps a game.
17 cramps. That's equivalent to like 42 timeouts.
Right.
By the time he gets down there. So I've got him going 8-4.
Nice.
8-4. Nice.
Arkansas.
How do you replace all those cramps? I don't know how you replace when you graduate that many cramps.
Who else you got moving to? King, Oak State, Arkansas, OU, and who?
Texas.
Okay, cool.
I think it's kind of like the Nebraska factor. They'll just be so ready to just kill Texas, and then Texas won't even care at that point, and they'll get them.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, good point.
I have them 8-4 as well. I also am, I mean, for one, I'm tired of 4 years in a row of this is the year of A&M, and it never is. And, I mean, until it happens, I'm not ready to pick it. And also the loss of Von Miller, I don't like that they have a converted wide receiver at their quarterback. I mean, yeah, he was a decent game manager, and they got two nice running backs. But in the Big 12, you're going to need your quarterback to pull out some wins here and there. Not, I mean, what was that 12-6 win they had over Nebraska or whatever last year? I mean, that stuff's not going to happen in the Big 12 too often. So you're going to have to throw the ball and put up some points. And I know they have Fuller and they have some nice receivers, but just mainly picking against it being the year of A&M again. Losses to Arkansas, OU, Texas for the same reason King said. And then, as referenced earlier, the big Iowa State upset over A&M. Royal.
I gave him a tiny bit more respect. I got him going 9-3 with losses to Oklahoma State, OU, and Missouri. Like I said earlier, I think Missouri will come back in their conversation and mud stomp them like they did last year. I just think that anybody with a defense that can get to Tannehill, I think that's the key to the game. Like, if you can disrupt him and make him throw picks, make the team one-dimensional on offense, then that's the way to go. So I've got them going 9-3 with those losses and falling back down once they go into the SEC.
Ugh. All right, Cynthia.
I've got them going 9-3. Got them losing to Oklahoma State, Arkansas, and OU. I think they hold their own at home. I think they're a good team. I love their running game. I think their wide receivers are very talented. Tannehill, I'm not completely sold on, but I think he showed he's a pretty damn good game manager, and I think they're big enough and talented enough to hold suit, win 9 games. But once again, the Aggies won't get it done. They're going to get beat by OSU. They're going to lose to Arkansas, and OU is going to fucking roll them in Norman. So I think they're going to have a target on their back, too, with SEC, and I think maybe some of the more classic, you know, Big 8, vintage Big 8, Big 12 schools will be perhaps a little more motivated to put it to Aggie.
Yeah, and I mean, I know we don't want to get off on the huge tangent, but they're going to be way more hated than Nebraska was on the way out.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, there was some sense of nostalgic loss coming from Nebraska. A&M's just got, they got their fingers up in the air. All right.
They're just so effing pompous about it. I just, you know, it's one of those things. Nebraska, you knew, you know, they had all the tradition and they had, you know, reason to think that they were big shit and to go to the Big Ten. A&M, they think their school's being chosen and it's ridiculous. Stupid. The SEC doesn't want their school. They want the state of Texas.
Right.
That's it.
Right.
So, fuck them. I'm done with them.
Agreed. a nice retweet. I think it was yesterday on Twitter. Some CBS writer tweeted something about Texas A&M, the arrogance of Notre Dame with the prestige of Wake Forest or something along those lines. It was nice.
That's good.
All right, on to Texas. I guess it's to me. I've got Texas improving. 8-4. I'm sure I'll have them higher than anybody on this call. But Gilbert sucks. Sure. I mean, they're running game. I don't know how they're going to score, but they've got a lot of talented guys. They've got a really solid defense. And I don't see him being down 2 years in a row. And I hate making picks based on stuff like that. Like, oh, I just don't see him being down again. But I really, that's really my reasoning. Some good analysis from that. But solid defense. Maybe they can cobble together a good line, play a little bit of low-scoring games. I've got them losing to Iowa State, Oklahoma State, Texas Tech, and Kansas State.
Nice. Who's up?
Royal.
I've got him going 6-6. I was going to have him 7-5, but after their first scrimmage yesterday, I've heard enough from actual Texas people that think that they're putting a really bad product on the field, and they just look terrible, especially on offense. So I've got them losing to Iowa State as well. OU, OSU, Missouri, A&M, and Baylor. I don't think they may climb if they decide to put a different quarterback in there, but if they don't, and this is going to be my bold prediction, if Mack Brown sticks with Gilbert the entire year and they end up finishing 6-6, I think Mack Brown will retire after this year.
Wow.
I think he'll retire, and I think he'll go be the AD for North Carolina.
Wow, I like bold off the field predictions like that.
I think, you know what I mean, 2 years in a row like this, especially the way the conference is going right now, and Texas trying to be like the big dog. I don't think they can afford any more egg on their face. So, I think Mack Brown will step down if they end up going 6-6 without making a quarterback change. I think he'll feel the heat and get out of there.
All right.
Yeah.
Cincy.
Well, I think your question about can they score and how are they going to score is a very valid question. I think if you're a Texas fan, it's serious as shit because Gilbert's not going to get it done. Anyone name a wide receiver for Texas?
Not since Malcolm Williams is gone, but.
Yeah.
Darius White. Darius White's the guy that we were in on 2 years ago, remember?
Yeah. That's who should be starting opposite Blackman. We should have got him.
Yeah.
By the way, how
then we have
how
White
much
and Blackman.
Himself. Yeah. Imagine how much he's kicking himself right now for choosing Texas over OSU.
Yeah. Good decision.
Are you,
Sixth Street.
Are you saying that just because of his name being lined up opposite Blackman?
Josh Whiteman, he's pissed. He's like, man, come on, I thought I had a thing here.
I know.
Yeah. But I think, I think that's a serious question. So I think Texas will, I just don't think they're going to be able to run with teams that can put up points. I think teams that struggle offensively, you look at their schedule, Iowa State, Kansas, Texas Tech, but I think those are the games that they're going to win. I just don't think they're going to have the horses to hang with Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, Missouri, Kansas State, Texas A&M, or Baylor. I think it's going to be a rough year for Texas. I think they'll get 6 wins. 3 of those will be out of conference, and the shit's going to hit the fan with Mack Brown. I'm kind of with Royal on the fact that I can see him hanging up the tights at the end of the season.
He wears tights?
He wears tights.
What's your record prediction? Did you say that? Did I miss that?
6-6.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't listen to most of this.
Yeah, pay attention.
King.
Man, Texas was the hardest one for me to do because they could, you know, they could win 9 games if they had any form of quarterback play. Their defense should still be decent. But yeah, ESPN's been playing their spring game about every 30 minutes on ESPNU. And even Case McCoy, if they switch to it, I mean, he's terrible.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He's better than Gilbert, but it's just because he's more mobile, but he still can't throw at all.
Right.
So I got to go to 6-6, losing to or beating Rice, Kansas, Kansas State, UCLA, A&M, and Baylor.
Do you have losing to BYU at home?
Yeah. Yeah.
Fellow Big 12 member. Future Big 12 member, BYU.
Future. It's a Big 12 game.
Yeah, it's a conference game. All right, Texas Tech. I think Royal starts it off this time.
I've got them going 6-6 as well. I don't think things are improving. You know, their quarterback doesn't look as good as Tech quarterbacks in the past. Tuberville doesn't really feel that good about the offense at this point. And, you know, if you're this deep into the fall and you still don't feel at least somewhat comfortable with your offense, it's probably not a good indication of what's to come for the upcoming season. So I've got them losing to A&M, OU, Texas, OSU, Missouri, and Baylor. Their defense might, you know, come up a little bit, but I just don't think they're going to be able to get enough done on offense. And I think if Texas could beat them at Texas Tech last year, that they're going to be able to beat them in Austin this year. That's kind of my swing game right there. But all the other ones I feel pretty solid about. Well, maybe the Baylor game, but it's going to be at – is it at Baylor?
At Baylor.
Yeah.
In the Lions den. Baylor? The Bears den.
In the Waco den.
Right.
the land of Baptista. I think that because it's in Arlington, actually.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, I forgot. Yeah. The worst neutral site game in college
football. Yeah.
It's at the Cotton Bowl, isn't it? That's where it was last year.
Yeah,
the old Cotton Bowl.
Yeah, I think Baylor will win that one on a neutral site. If it was in Lubbock, a.k.a., you know, the Raider Rash Bowl, then I might give it to Tech. But since it's a neutral location, I think Baylor – I think Robert Griffin, the best quarterback of all time, is going to be able to handle them on a neutral
site. He's so good. He's just so good.
He has a laser for an arm.
He's
like a machine.
I think I wrote something not too long, or maybe it was in the off season, asking if Baylor Tech is the worst neutral site series in college football. Someone actually had a pretty good one that might be worse. I can't remember what it was now, but I can't imagine a worse neutral site series than that.
It's bad. It's really bad. Yeah. I remember watching that game on TV last year, too, and it was like there was nobody there. I mean, middle of the afternoon, just brutal.
Someone else suggested that Northwestern somebody game that they played at Wrigley last year might be worse. I don't even remember who it was. Northwestern and someone.
Oh, I can't remember either. But does Farmageddon get its own?
Oh, that name. That name pushes it to a whole other level, though. If it didn't have a name, Farmageddon, then yeah, it would be down there. But I don't think
so. Control.
Yeah, it's in Kansas City, isn't it?
I think you're right.
I think it's in Kansas City.
Yeah, thank God they have that name. If they didn't have that name, that would be just the absolute dumps. Quote unquote rivalry game. Farmageddon.
What a great name, though. Cincy, Texas Tech. Herpes Tech.
You know, I've got them going 7-5. So, you hear Tech fans and Tech people in general, they always talk about their signature home win at Jones Stadium. And they've had a few over the past few years, but unfortunately this year I think that signature win is going to be against Nevada, and that's how bad things are in Lubbock.
I'm kind of looking forward to that game a little.
Yeah.
Well, Nevada lost their lost their QB, right?
Yeah.
In the draft.
Yeah.
Who was it? It was the Vikings guy, wasn't it?
Are they still going to run the pistol, though? I assume.
I bet they will, yeah. Yeah.
All right, King.
Yeah, so I've got them 7-5.
King, Tech.
I guess I'm a little higher on Tech than most people. I got them going 8-4. I don't know. I guess my big upset of the year would be Tech beats Missouri.
So I thought you were going to say Oklahoma State.
Nah.
Yeah, he's not you, man.
I've got Oklahoma State.
I don't know. I guess I just, you know, coming from watching Auburn, you know, for many years, but Tuberville specifically, he just, like, he pulls out stuff he shouldn't. And he'll do stuff that'll irritate you. Like, he'll onside kick it to start the game, and it'll work. And it shouldn't, but it will. And so I think, you know, I think about 8-4 is what they'll do this year.
All right. You know, I don't – this was the hardest one for me was Tech. But what kind of cinched it for me, I guess, is apparently the guy – let me make sure this is right. The guy that is leading the leading candidate to be their starting quarterback hasn't started a game since he was a sophomore in high school. And to me, that
Brandon
means,
Brandon Wheaton, that was
the
same for him, right? Last
year. I mean, I kind of.
Well, he started when he was a senior.
He started
in high
as
school.
A senior. It's Seth Dodge, I guess, is his name.
Yeah,
and
that's
he,
it is.
He was hurt his last couple of years of high school and was still a big recruit because he was a stud as a sophomore, and I guess they assume he'd keep developing, but.
He's no Robert Griffin.
Who is?
Who is
Robert
Griffin? Montana. Joe Montana asks for Robert Griffin's autograph.
Right.
That's how that goes.
And aren't they changing, I believe they're switching to that spread counter defense as well, which they kind of always done, but Tuberville, I don't know if Tubbs has ever run it, that 5DB defense. Don't know who the QB is. I got him 5-7. Losses to A&M, Kansas State, OU, OSU, Missouri, Baylor, the Baylor Griffins, and Oklahoma State. Last one. I think we're up to Cincy starting it off. I think.
Watch for the F-bombs.
Okay.
Yep. No.
Are you going to go Macho Man again?
No. Although, I am inspired by WrestleMania on NBC last night with Undertaker and Triple H. I don't know if any of you guys caught that, but that's a fucking great match if you have time to see that.
I was getting laid. But I'm sure it
was
really
prime
awesome.
Time. It was prime time.
Yeah, I was probably fucking.
Sorry, I was being heterosexual now.
Yeah, thank you.
Cincy, OSU Cowboys.
Yeah, so, you know, if you're a loyal listener and you listen to the podcast, I kind of went through this and previewed this last week, but I've got Oklahoma State at 12-0.
God. Jesus.
And it's just for the simple fact that we're just good. We're good. We have the best quarterback. We have the best running back. We have the best offensive line. We got a good defense. We got the best wide receiver. We're not going to lose, boys.
All right.
Top Chubb right here.
King.
Camping.
I guess I'm throwing down the homer, too. I got 12-0. I think if we can get past A&M, at A&M, and then nobody else scares me until OU. And I'll pick us to beat OU yet again. Eventually, I'll have to stop that if we can't beat them at some point. Yeah. But for this year, at least, I'm throwing down the Bedlam victory. I mean, because we're due. You know, we win about once every decade. It's been like 8-9 years. So it's prime time. You know, half of OU's linebackers are either hurt or, you know, couldn't pass, you know, freshman English. So... I think they'll probably beat Florida State, but it's one of those things where OU loses to Florida State, they'll probably lose more because in their season, they'll essentially see it as over. And I think, like I said, if we get past A&M, I just don't see anybody touching us.
All right. I've got us at 10-2, and I know I said the the way this all works out, I've still got us winning the conference though, so it's okay. Everything's gonna be fine. Well, I mentioned the Missouri one earlier, and then I glossed over my Texas A&M picks because I do have us losing to Texas A&M as well.
Oh God!
Yeah, A&M and Mizzou. So you end up with OU and OSU. OU at 10-1, or sorry, 9-1, or no, 10-1. OSU at 9-2, heading into Bedlam, and I got OSU winning that game. So I mean, I'm keeping this reasonable here. It's a conference. It's a conference win. It's winning the conference, the Big 12 conference.
How would it be winning the conference? We'd have two conference losses, and they'd only have one.
No, they'd have two. They lost to Texas, and then they'd lose to us.
Oh, Texas. I thought you had them losing to Florida State.
No. Right. And maybe that was why I said they would lose to Texas instead of Florida State. Maybe I originally had them losing to Florida State, and then I switched that so it had us winning the conference. There's a chance of that. There is a chance I did that. Royal, what do you have us? 14-0?
Oh, I've got – it's absolutely fucking right. Sorry, Sam. I've got a 12-0 heading into wherever we end up going, which would probably be the national championship. And then we'll see from there. I don't know who we're going to play. But here's my thing. Last year, we put up 41 points twice and lost those two games to Nebraska and to OU. I think our defense is going to be good enough this year that we're going to be able to keep teams – under that threshold when we get to that point. So
agreed.
I think we're going to have a top 10 offense again. I've been reading some stuff about our scrimmage yesterday, and apparently we just looked lights out fantastic. Like our offense is just coming. Like,
good. Maybe, yeah. Good.
So I've got our offense in the top 10. I've got our defense in the top 40. Honestly, I think that's enough to get it done. If our offense is a top 10 and our defense is in the top 40, I think that is more than good enough to get it done in the Big 12. And, I mean, Auburn didn't even have a top 50 defense last year, I don't think. It definitely wasn't top 40. My OU didn't have a top 50 defense either. So I think with those two elements, our defense doesn't have to be spectacular, but if it's good enough to keep teams under the 35-point threshold, I think we're going to win. And we're going to – I just have us going 12-0. That's how it's going to go. Sorry, Sam.
I just took us down to 9 wins after that speech.
We've lost to Baylor Griffin.
Yep, to the Griffin. All right.
Talking about OSU's defense, I will fucking puke if I see us running another damn soft zone bullshit defense this year and letting people score 3rd and 13s on us just all day long.
Yeah,
I'd rather just blitz all day than run that crap. Agreed.
I know.
You might puke.
I think every recap I wrote last year, and somewhere in it has said, I don't feel like I'm qualified to question Bill Young, and then I went on to question Bill Young every time. He's one of those guys you really probably shouldn't be able to question, but yeah, that soft zone is. But if we slow the tempo down on offense, there he is, shouldn't need it as much, but.
Like when it comes to, we're just on the field for too long. That's all that, I mean, our defense was. I think we were 4th in the Big 12 in yards given up per play. So, I mean,
yeah.
When you look at it that way, I mean, our defense wasn't terrible. We were just on the field for way too long. A lot of that has to do with that not being able to get off the field on third down. So I think with the experience our corners have now, I think we're going to be able to press at the line a lot more. We're going to not give up that 10-yard cushion on 3rd and 13, and then let them run after the catch for 3 more yards. So, and our linebackers will be more athletic, so the coverage over the middle should be a lot better. And I love Ori Lemon and to a lesser extent Justin Gent, but they were run stoppers. Those guys weren't built to cover people in the open field. So hopefully that's what we'll get out of the, you know, Joe Mitchells and the Alex Elkins and the Caleb Lavies and Tyler Johnsons of the world.
Yeah.
So having said all this, did you think about what you're going to commit to this Oklahoma State season? Whatever your commitment is, winning the conference, winning the title, I'm prepared to go if they win the conference. I'll get a tat.
Really?
Yeah, I'll get a Phantom Pete somewhere.
Get it on your lower back.
I think I will.
In the small of your back.
It's the year of Phantom Pete. I'll do it.
King, what about you? Will you get an OSU tat? Do you have any OSU tats?
I attempted one time, right? And I walked into the tat shop, and I was just hammered. And the guy was ready to do it, and then the boss walks in and was like, well, we can't do that. You're drunk. I was like, that's why I got drunk to come here. That was the point. And he gave me some crap about, I bleed too much or whatever. So for the conference.
or whatever.
For the conference, I'd go, like, hidden tat, maybe on the chest or arm or something. National championship facial tat.
Right.
Yeah. Mike Tyson tat. An orange tribal band right on the side of your face.
Cincy?
Personally.
Cincy, what are you committing to?
I will get the Pete sideburns and mustache tattooed on my face.
If we do what?
If we win the national title.
Oh, the whole way. All right.
The whole deal.
If we win 7 games or more.
Yeah. 7 games or more.
The Pete, the mustache, and the burns. Are you're going to have them tat it. You're not just going to grow it.
No, it's going to be a tat.
All right. Royal?
Yeah. Cartoon
stuff. I'm going to take it a step further. I'm going to, if we win the national championship, and this is going to be put on the website as well, I will have Sam put, I'll take my pants down, and I'll let him brand my ass with the OSU emblem.
Wow.
I have a brand.
Yeah? The hamburger one?
The steak brand, yeah.
Yeah, perfect. All right, I'm in.
It works.
I'm excited about that one. For a lottery.
That's real good, yeah. That'll hurt.
All right, so to recap here, we're all pretty similar on Baylor. Royal had him at 7-5, Cincy 6-6, me and King 5-7. Iowa State, we all thought was going to be pretty terrible. Me and Royal had him at 5-7, a tad better than Cincy at 3 wins, King at 4. Kansas, 2 or 1 wins across the board. Tough year for Kansas. Kansas State, Royal 4 wins, Cincy 7, King 5, and then I have it being the year of Kansas State with 8 wins. Missouri 9-9-8-8, pretty universal there. OU 10-10-11-11, pretty agreeable. Oklahoma State is a joke. Not even going to mention all these. A&M.
Take the dick out of your ass. Come on. Join the good side.
No kidding.
A&M, 9-9-8-8. Pretty across the board there. Probably not what an A&M fan would predict out of this season. But obviously everyone's tired of the year of A&M for half a decade. Texas, everyone had 6-6 except me, who went with 8. Shocker. Shocker from Texas. And Tech, I had them the worst at 5 wins. This one was kind of all over the place. Royal had them with 6, Cincy with 7, King with 8, because he loves that Tubbs. Loves him.
Yeah, that's his Auburn favoritism coming through right there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I need to drop that AU. I might do it this afternoon.
Yeah.
It needs to happen.
You know, when I first saw your username, I thought it meant Gold King. Like, because it's the
periodic table
element. Yeah, right. I thought it was some, like, clever way to say Gold King. So you could always go with that.
Yeah, we'll pretend that's what it is.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with Auburn.
Nope. Just love gold. Love gold. All right, and to recap the commitments, we got three tats, one of them facial, actually two of them facial. I only committed to a conference championship tat. I guess I need to step up if there's a national one to a facial, which is just the worst thing you could say on a recorded audio. I will take.
What are you talking about?
I will get a facial if we win.
I will take a facial.
All right.
It's semen.
Hey, just real quick, has anyone seen Brandon Whedon in the past like few days? I haven't, but I got an email from, and this could be totally fake, but that he's growing a mustache to taunt.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
To taunt
Landry Jones.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Like, he's gonna have a better mustache and be the better quarterback.
I think it's
that's great. Yeah.
I think that's awesome.
I didn't know that was why he was doing it, but I did see something about he was growing one, actually, now that you say that.
Yeah. I just looked at a recent video, and it's
bushy.
Yeah, well, him at Media Days, you can see it starting to come in. We need a recent pick. Might be tough to get, but
he had a video
he can sneak on. Sneak in APS.
I still think that Robert Griffin will give him a run for his money. I think Robert Griffin is growing out a mustache worthy of Carl, what's his name, from the 80s Rocky movies.
Oh, Carl Weathers?
Carl Weathers.
That's a good stash.
Yeah, he's got a Carl Weathers stash going. Whedon has no chance to compete with that.
Who can compete with Robert Griffin, really?
At anything. Yeah, he's a machine. And he's a lover boy, too. I'd go gay for him.
Yeah.
Fuck. You know what, Sam? I'm letting him brand the Baylor Bear on my ass. Never mind.
If they win it all?
Yeah.
It's likely. It's likely to happen.
If they don't win it all, you have to get the Baylor Bear.
Oh, that's... All right. We're right at about an hour. Our longest one ever, I believe. So thanks for coming on there, King. How was your first visit? Everything you dreamed of?
Oh, you know, I've been getting wood thinking about this for the past week, so I was prepped.
Completion. I heard about that.
That's great. Oh, yeah, as soon as we hang up, I'm going to head to the bathroom. Just real
yeah.
Now.
Yeah. Don't waste that thing.
No. Don't waste it.
All right. That was Podcast 16, the longest and... Most least heterosexual podcast we've had. We're out.